First person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Bahia Brunel reflects on the power of words.
My great-grandmother used to say, "Digest your words before you speak." It was her gentle way of reminding everyone that the language we use can have either a positive or negative effect on others and ourselves. This brings to mind humanitarians like Mahatma Gandhi, Eleanor Roosevelt, Martin Luther King, and the Dalai Lama. Their carefully chosen words have always elevated the human spirit, creating pathways of compassion and peace for generations to follow. Conversely, we have seen and heard dictators and self-proclaimed leaders whose careless and volatile words have destroyed nations by prompting misguided followers to commit violent acts of hatred. Our spoken and written words have the energy and power to help and heal or hinder and harm. How many relationships would have been saved? How many wars could have been avoided? And how many children might have grown up feeling encouraged and empowered to create a just and humane world had everyone been hearing and using a more conscious choice of words? One of the many ways that my parents blessed my life was by reciting uplifting proverbs and poems, like the inspiring verses of the 13th century Persian poet Rumi. He said, "Raise your words, not your voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder. Now those are words to live by."
Bahia Brunel is an award-winning writer and musician living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.